bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio on our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and it is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. I hope everybody had a tremendous Christmas holiday with their families, and also we want to wish you a very happy and healthy New Year. And so as we begin our program today, we have a very special guest for you. He's an 8-time wingman, a graduate of the WINGS program 8 consecutive times, and his name is Terrell Lang, and he is our guest for today. Terrell, welcome to the program, and thank you for being on the air.
Oh, Joe, you know, for the years that it took me to get here, I thank you for having me today. I really do.
You're very welcome, Terrell, and you know, I'm going to ask you to speak up as loud as you can so that the listeners can hear you, but it's always great to hear from you. And, you know, you've been our guest in a different way many times, but not present on the air. But today you are here, and God bless you for joining us. So if you can, give us a little bit of a thumbnail sketch on how you and I met in the WINGS program years ago, and, you know, what it is that you got out of the WINGS program.
Well, first of all, I'd like everyone to know again that my name is Terrell Lang. And again, as Joe mentioned, I'm an 8-time wingman. And I met Joe in prison. I was incarcerated, and Joe was having a program called the WINGS program. And I can say personally that it has really changed my life for the better. You know, it has really kept me straight. And let me tell you why. You know, when I first met Joe, I only went to his program just to sign up to get out of my prison cell. You know, just for some time, something to do. So me going down to his program, you know, I was real nonchalant in the class. And I'm thinking already ahead that, oh, this guy, he's coming in and he's going to say some blah, 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 and he's going to move on with his life, and I'm going to still be doing my time here in prison. But to my surprise, it was different. When I talked to Joe, he really steered me and pulled the tools that I already had inside of myself out of me. And by me saying tools, I mean the tools of the WINGS program. You know, and we live by a motto, and personally, I live my life by that motto, and that's by always putting God first in my life. We can't do nothing without God in our life first, and having myself, you know, making sure that I'm straight and my mind is clear, and making sure that I'm on the right mode with God. And also, we live with the motto of family. You know, making sure that your family is straight no matter what. You know, family is very important, because when I was in prison, that's what really helped me get God through, my family. And, you know, I got a friend, I don't even call him my family, he's my brother. And Joe, you know, you mean a lot to me as well, you know, because you really got me through this. But I want to go on to say also that we go with working also. We work, you know, that's the only way I could get by. I'm not doing the things that I used to do. I'm a different man now. I have a job. I have a car. And I wanted to also let everyone know that I've been home for 8 months now. Well, roughly 8 months. And I have a job, I have a car, things that I thought that would never happen for me for using the Wings model in my life, you know. And community service, you know, that's a big thing too, you know, because it's great to give back. And like Joe, all the time that he spent with me, and I just kept coming back. I really thought the program was just going to be some crazy program for me to just sit and sleep through the time and go back. But again, I was surprised with the things that he showed me, with the tools that he showed me from the Wings program. And I also need to mention hobbies and sports. It's good to take some time out for yourself and do things for yourself and, you know, do something that's constructive that gets your mind right. And that's the things that I do now again in my life. And I have to thank Joe, and I have to thank the Wings program personally.
Thank you. Really do. Thank you so much, Terrell. And let me jump in there, and I appreciate, you know, you taking the time to really describe the priorities in life for the wingman. And let's go back a little bit now. Let me ask you just a couple of questions. So we met over at CFCF. Is that correct? Yeah, and so you at the time were waiting for trial, and how much time did you spend at CFCF?
Oh, wow, Jeff. I spent 3 years there.
Okay.
3 years in CFCF, Curran Frumhold Correctional Facility in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And then you were transferred up to where?
From there, I was transferred to Graterford Prison.
Okay. And so you were up at Graterford for how long?
I was there for roughly 2 months. Okay. It was like a holding place, for the place to place me to the prison that was prescribed for me at the time.
Okay. And then right now, you just returned 8 months ago from where?
I just returned from Dallas, PA. That's another state correctional institution in Dallas, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and how much time did you spend there?
There, I spent, what's that? I spent 3 years there.
Okay, so we met somewhere about 6 years ago or so, and I'm looking at a graduation certificate on the 18th day of April, 2016, one of your 8 certificates, because, you know, my friends out there are listening. Terrell did such a great job in the Wings program that we invited him to become one of the first mentors to other men. And because he was waiting for trial, which took quite a long time, he was able to complete 8 consecutive Wings programs and mentor many men. And he became like a role model. And today we're here 6 years later, you know, in 2022. And so, you know, he has given us a little bit of insight to, you know, how he leads his life with regard to priorities in life. But tell me, Terrell, how much time have you served total in your life, and how old are you today?
Wow. Joe, the time, 6, 12. I would say over 20 years in a system, in the Philadelphia correctional system.
Okay.
And at this present moment, I'm 51. I'll be 52 March 18th.
All right. Very good. I appreciate that. And, you know, you're a real stand-up, honest, transparent wingman, because you're here, and I said that one day we would have you here at Holy Spirit Radio as a guest to give witness, you know, to our Lord and to our God, and what you have already done and putting God first. And let me ask you a question point blank. What kind of wisdom have you gained in the 20 years of incarceration you have? What's the number one thing you've learned that you can pass on to others?
Oh, wow. Well, definitely don't let no one talk you into something that you don't want to do, ever. Never let someone else make a choice for you. If you want to make a choice, you make it. You make your own choice. That's what I learned, to make my own choice. And when I feel that it's going to be a wrong choice and you know it's wrong, don't do it. It's not worth it. Again, you listening to a man that's human just like you, that breathes this air just like you, that's going through this coronavirus situation just like you. And it's true. Don't take the steps that I took in my life to the system. Even if it's you're struggling, you put God first, because he's going to make a way first, always. And always do the right thing. I can't sit here and say to the public that, hey, I was always doing the right thing. If I was doing the right thing, I wouldn't have never went to jail. If I made my own choices, I wouldn't have never went to jail. And making the right choices at that, I wouldn't have never went to jail. When you hear people say go to school, listen to your parents, go to school, listen to your parents. That's all you have to do, and work. Because living a life that, if you're living in this world right now, you can see around us that is only death and destruction. Let's put the jails away and let's really cut the system down. You know, there's going to be bad people, but there's a lot of good people too. And I believe also that if a person sees that you're doing something wrong, give them a chance and try to listen to them and see that there is a good possibility that they're right to keep you from going to jail or going into a graveyard. Thanks, Jeff.
Yep. Thank you. And Terrell, tell me why you were incarcerated either at CFCF or at SCI Dallas. Did you attend any programs up there? Anything at all that's similar to the Wings program or any other programs that you graduated from?
Yeah, was that a trick question? There's no program similar to the Wings program. The Wings program is wrapped up with every program that there is. Now, I will say to you that when I was incarcerated, I did take another program, and it was anger management, but the Wings program already showed me how to control my anger, to think first and try to think through my anger. So again, Joe, you know, I'm not just saying this because I'm here with you on this radio. There's no other program like the Wings program.
I appreciate that. I really do. And, you know, my friends out there are listening. Terrell and I go back now about 6 or 7 years, and we've become, you know, friends. And Terrell has actually, you know, sent us Christmas cards every year, and he has, you know, taken it upon himself to inquire about my grandson, Dominic. And I just tell you that tonight when I connected with Terrell over the telephone, he had the opportunity to speak to my grandson and, you know, my grandson to speak to Terrell. And that's because we developed a really great relationship. When you have a God-centered program, things like that can take place, which is, you know, totally unique and amazing. And I just, you know, give God all the praise, honor, and glory for that opportunity, Terrell, for you to speak to Dominic, you know.
Yes. And it was a pleasure, Joe. I mean, again, I could only imagine this. Excuse me, Joe.
That's okay. It's the gift of tears is part of life, part of God's gift to all of us, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, I can only imagine this day. And the tears that I shed are not tears of pain. They're tears of joy, you know.
That's beautiful.
I shed a lot of painful tears in jail, so. These tears that I shed now are definitely tears of joy. And I thank God for these tears. You know, even though we should thank God for each lesson that he gives us every day. But for me, having an opportunity to talk on the radio, to talk to the public, to be a free man and gain my freedom and want to live and to talk to Dominic, this has been a good day for me.
Oh, that's awesome, Terrell. That's awesome. You know, we have a lot of memories to share. And as I look at that picture I sent you today, you know, that picture of you with about 30 guys who graduated from one of the WINGS programs, you know, it just takes me back to how important that work was, you know. And
Yes. You know, I was so happy when I received the pictures, man. And they have a special place in my heart and a special place in my house.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And again, Joe, I hope I wasn't too broke up.
No.
But I love you, Joe, man. I really want the public to know that if you can get into the WINGS program and see what it's about and take it for what it's worth, it's really a great program. It really has changed my life. I am a person that, you know, I always took the hard way. That's why I speak now for people, and especially our youth, to take the right way out. Don't go the wrong route. It's too easy. It's too easy. You know, it's easy to go to jail. It's a lot of gun violence going on in Philadelphia, and maybe even all over the world that I see. But we have to make the decisions that we can do this without being violent towards each other, without hurting each other, without judging people for skin color or what have you, you know, LGBT, whatever, you know.
Exactly. Let me ask you a question. Last year, there were over 560 murders in Philadelphia alone. What's your opinion on that, Terrell? What is your feeling about that? How do we reduce that to zero? How do we do that?
Well, first, I want to give my true opinion of how I felt that of keep hearing this violence. And it's funny to say that, you know, that my cage that I was in, I felt safer because the world was going berserk while I'm isolated in town. So, and that's bad to say, but that's how I really felt. Like, wow, they're shooting out there every day. We're killing each other out there. We need more love. And we need stricter gun laws as well. Everyone does not have the right to possess a firearm. No. It should possibly be more training, more checking of people, maybe even a psychological test for you to purchase a firearm, because it's just out of control now.
Yeah.
And parents need to step up and be parents to their children.
Mm-hmm.
Not the children being parents to parents.
Right.
It's time.
Absolutely.
It's time to talk to your children and
right.
put God in their life also.
Absolutely. Hey, Terrell, excuse me a second. We talked quite a bit in the WINGS program about, keeping God centered in your life, you know, in the priority list, and also in balance, spiritual, mental, and physical, feeding each and every day and to remain in balance. When you were inside, is there a special habit pattern that you developed to remain spiritually centered?
Well, Joe, being truthful again, my pattern was always to have a silent time with God. You know, it's good to fellowship with your Christian brothers, but I believe it's even greater to take time enough to sit and develop a great relationship with your spiritual leader, you know.
Okay.
And your spiritual power, your higher power, higher spiritual power. But again, Joe, that would be my pattern. In jail, I would go to my cell.
Yeah.
I would pray.
Mm-hmm.
I come to my Wings program, and I, you know, when I had a chance, and Joe, I loved it when you were late. I loved it because I got a chance to stand up and show the class that, hey, me, I used to be a thug and stuff that you would say.
Right.
And I'm teaching a class of how I really feel about God and balance in my life. You know, it was great for me. You know, the time that I spent, I hated being incarcerated, but putting God first and Joe showing me the tools of what I had to do, it made the time so much easier. It did. So I'm not saying to the public, hey, go do time to join the Wings program. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you need to join the Wings program, it would be a great opportunity for you. Great.
Excellent. We appreciate that. And, you know, being silent, you know, you put great value on being silent. And you're in good company with Mother Teresa, who said that the fruit of silence, if you remember this, the fruit of silence is prayer. And the fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. And the fruit of love is service. The fruit of service is peace. And you can't buy that peace that you're talking about, which began with silence, you know, eliminating all distractions, you know, and what a beautiful, habit to really engage in each and every day here on the outside, because this world is just filled with distractions and all kinds of, chaos today. So we all need to find some silent time to connect with God and to, move ourselves spiritually forward each and every day to a closer relationship with Christ. And that's powerful, very powerful. Let me ask you a question about your work now, Terrell. You're working, did you say, at the airport, at International Airport?
I work at the airport now, Joe. Oh. If you don't mind me saying, Joe, before I came home from prison, I was told that it's going to be hard to find a job. It's going to be hard to find a job, Joe. I've been had maybe three. I've been had four, maybe five jobs since I've been home. And I've been home again maybe roughly going on 8 months. I've worked as a person in a funeral home. I've helped dress bodies. I helped carry bodies. I've worked in a grocery store. I buff floors. And now, right now, as I speak today, I work at the airport, the Philadelphia International Airport, me, with a job. I worked in jail for 14 cents an hour. So if I can work, I said to myself, if I can work for 14 cents an hour incarcerated, I can come out here and get my life together, put my nose to the grindstone, add my God first, and keep looking forward. And with friends like Joe, what else could I do? And it's working for me. It really is. It's working for me. My name is Terrell Lang.
And that's awesome, Terrell. Really a great confirmation of what we say in the Wings program, that you can indeed get work if you want work. And we help to develop that work ethic all the time. You know, it's just a powerful witness for the working man, really. The opportunities available for guys if they want to go to work, you know. If they can get, as we say in the 168, get them moving and be productive, you know. So just a great, great confirmation once again of what we've been talking about. It's just so good to talk to you, really, here at Holy Spirit Radio. We thank God for the opportunity to be here at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ, and really reconnecting with Terrell Lang, a wingman who has graduated eight times from the WINGS program in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons, and who has served over 20 years in his life, but he has wisdom, as he has shared for the last 25 minutes, and it's powerful, Terrell. We really want to thank you for sharing this with us, because it's a privilege and just a sincere pleasure to be talking about great things that you're doing and the wisdom you've gained from the years of incarceration. Let me take you back to the WINGS program. Now, we talked a lot about aviation analogies in the WINGS program, as well as focus on the Lord's Word. Is there anything in the WINGS program that stands out in your mind, aviation wise, that you still remember?
Yes, I do, Jeff. Yes, I do. Definitely being a captain of my life, controlling my life, no one telling me when to wake up, when to use the bathroom, or when can I eat. Me taking the reins of my own life, being a captain and flying my own plane. Yep. And I'm a jet fighter. Yep. I'm a fighter jet, Joe.
Okay. And, and that's great. And so, my friends out there are listening in to our program. The WINGS program is built on aviation analogies and the Word of God. And we strive to get all men to gain their captainship, their manhood, as God sees it, to take responsibility for themselves, their families, their children, their homes, their cars. Every man in the WINGS program is designed to do that, and to buy their own home one day, to have space and privacy, to get their own automobile, and to once again to get some of the luxuries out of life that will make it more convenient for us, but also more enjoyable to have space and privacy. Terrell, we've got only 1 minute left. So is there anything else you'd like to say before we move off the air?
I really do. I like to put you on the spot. You remember, I always asked you to take me flying. I'm home, Joe.
Okay. All right. You have my promise, my word, that we will get up in the air. And I promise we will not be inverted, but we'll be right side up. So,
Joe, thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome.
And everyone.
You're very welcome. And we will have you on as a guest once again. But my friends, I want to thank you for listening in today for the show Finding God in Prison. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with Terrell Lang, an 8-time wingman. And we want to take a moment to thank Dale and Jane Meyer for their support of our shows, and also for Frank Eliason for producing our program. Have a great day. God bless and Happy New Year. All the best to you. All the best from God our Father. Have a great day. God bless. Take care, Terrell.